Practice Test 3. This section of the examination tests your understanding of spoken English. The listening section has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Mark all your answers below. Part 1. In this part, you will hear short conversations. From the 3 answer choices given, choose the answer which means about the same thing as what you hear or that is true, based upon what you hear. For example, listen to the conversation.
We're going to the mall later to grab a bite.
Well, count me out. I'm already starving, so I can't wait.
Okay then, suit yourself.
The correct answer is B. For problems 1 through 17, mark your answers below. No problems can be repeated. Please listen carefully. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
What's up with Alice?
I think she's a little preoccupied about work. She got laid off last week.
That must be tough.
Of course.
Number 2.
I can't believe it's midnight. Doesn't time fly?
It does when you're having fun.
In my case, there must be some other explanation.
Number 3.
Do you like waiting tables?
I wouldn't say that. I just need to supplement my scholarship, that's all. In the long term, I see myself doing something else.
Once you've graduated, you mean?
Number 4.
Any second thoughts about doing that charity parachute jump?
I'm still up for it.
I thought you'd get cold feet and back out at the last minute.
Number 5.
I'm thinking about redoing the apartment.
Well, it could use it, but wouldn't it be better to wait till spring?
That makes sense.
Number 6.
Wow, the place is really spick and span.
It was exhausting, but worth it.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you had a cleaning lady in.
Number 7.
A group of us are going climbing over the weekend. Do you want to join us?
You're kidding. I'm hardly the outdoor type.
If you change your mind, we're leaving on Friday.
Number 8.
Bet you had a great time at Bill's party.
Actually, I didn't know a soul there.
It must have been a bit awkward at first.
You can say that again.
But I'm sure that once Bill introduced you around, it wasn't so bad.
But that's just it. He didn't bother.
Number 9.
Have you seen that bag of old clothes I left in the hall?
I put it by the door.
I'm going to run them down to the homeless shelter.
Good for you.
Still, it's just a drop in the ocean.
Number 10.
Great, it's still pouring.
Let's hope it clears up before the game starts.
Otherwise, these tickets will have been a waste of money.
Number 11.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can you tell me if there's anywhere around here I could find a bed for the night? I'm not looking for anything too fancy.
Number 12.
I thought I'd try cycling around the lake this afternoon.
Are you sure you're up to it? It's pretty strenuous, you know.
Well, I've been through worse, remember?
Number 13.
It's a shame you couldn't come with me last night.
I know. But at least you enjoyed the movie.
Actually, it was more your kind of thing than mine.
Perhaps I'll catch it another time.
Number 14.
Jason's more easygoing than I thought he would be.
Well, first impressions can be deceptive.
Number 15.
Heard you joined the gym. How much is it?
It depends. The more months you sign up for, the cheaper it works out.
Sounds reasonable. Trouble is, my enthusiasm might wane if I sign up for too long. A month will do me.
Number 16.
Did you call the hotel to confirm the reservation?
No. Do you think it's necessary? Surely we won't turn up to find there's no room.
It's highly unlikely, but why not be on the safe side?
Number 17.
Hey, our flight's boarding at last.
I know. We should have been in the air for over an hour by now.
Let's go to the gate then.